Welcome to my favorite place in the whole world. If you've never been here, this is Sanjo Bay on North Vancouver Island. Or San Josef for all my Spanish-speaking friends. This area is in the traditional territory of the Kwakwaka'wakw speaking people, and they've been here for thousands of years before settlers arrived here in Sanjo Bay. But obviously, in the 1700s, settlers started to arrive here on the west coast, and they used indigenous people to help them hunt for furs, specifically otters, which were almost hunted to extinction here on the west coast. The local trading post was near Nawiti, and that's where they brought their furs and their trades and those kinds of things. But something interesting happened in the 1800s. In 1897, a ship of Danish settlers arrived here in Sanjo Bay, and they started their own little colony. By 1914, there's over 1,000 settlers living here in Sanjo Bay. There was a church, there was a trading post, there was a grocery store. They had it all. But if you don't know a lot about the West Coast, specifically around the fall and winter, it can get very windy, very rainy, very cold, and soon enough, a lot of them left and the numbers dwindled to about 100. By 1930, only a handful of people remained living out here in Sanjo. But now it's part of the Cape Scott Provincial Park. It is a wonderful place to come visit, come stay, come explore, and take friends to, like I'm doing today with my friend Kyle. It is about a 2-hour drive on a logging road, an active logging road. So make sure you have good tires, a good car to drive, and that you're always watching and being vigilant for logging trucks. So if you're on the North Island, make a plan to come out to Sanjo Bay. It's worth it, you won't regret it, and you'll absolutely fall in love with this place.